This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hospital officials said on Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes hit a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families as well as two homes. The Israeli military says it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. Israel has also carried out new raids in the occupied West Bank, saying it was targeting militant groups. Kosovo indicted 45 suspects on terrorism charges on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The charges stem from a brazen attack almost a year ago, when around 80 Serb gunmen stormed a North Kosovo village and battled police in a shootout, and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery before the survivors fled on foot back to Serbia. The shootout left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer. It marked the most violent incident in Kosovo since the Republic declared independence from Serbia in 2008, and aggravated tensions between Pristina and Belgrade.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday announced more than $700 million in aid for Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv, aiming to bolster the energy grid. Russia has repeatedly pounded ahead of what's expected to be a difficult winter.
We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many, many days ahead.
Blinken also called for humanitarian support aid.